All right, so now it's time. Time to do a little healing for you. Your time. Special, precious time for you and for you alone. So let yourself relax and get in a comfortable position, or the most comfortable position you can get into, where you can sit quietly for the longest time. Hopefully you're balanced so you won't fall over. Or if you're lying down, you can trust, absolutely trust, that you can stay awake and not fall asleep. So getting in your meditation position, readying yourself for deep, loving ritual, entering your sacred space. We're going to count you down to the most optimal level, the optimal vibration, optimal depth for you. So the next time you hear the number one, you will be at the optimal depth and awareness for you. Any noises that you hear in your environment will only serve to help your attention stay upon your sacred process. And with that, we begin with five. Releasing anything that could inhibit or hinder your healing. Four. Calling upon the higher aspect of you, the divine in you, to be present as witness. Three. If your eyes are not closed, close them now, going deeper inside you, going into your center, whatever that means to you. Two. Bringing the quietness of your environment to the quietness of the world, to the quietness of spirit. One. One. At the count of one, you're at the optimal depth, floating, relaxed, present, and aware. Let yourself, in a way, sense that your mental eyes are also closed. And just sense that you feel a breeze on you, a gentle breeze, cool or warm, the perfect temperature breeze. And in that breeze is the scent, the fragrance of something wonderful, flowers, gardenias, roses, or perhaps pine trees or great firs. Just let some wonderful natural fragrance of nature touch you, lift you, help you feel safe, nurtured by nature. And so let your mental eyes open now, your physical eyes remaining closed, And as your mental eyes open, you find yourself in that environment, in that place with the beautiful fragrance, whether it's from flowers and whatever kind that appeal to you. Could be huge amounts of honeysuckle over a fence, or those pines, or those huge evergreens, your favorite, perhaps the cedars. To let yourself be present with this beautiful environment, this peaceful environment. You are very comfortable there, feeling comfortable in that environment. This is your reality, your creation. Your creation with others of your team, and the you that sits here is a you that is aware of yourself as a spiritual being. You have a spiritual identity. You sit in that in comfort and confidence right now. Your spiritual nature is true to you. Your spiritual journey is authentic for you. You know a lot about yourself. You really know, on many levels, who you truly are. The spiritual, the divine being, the luminous human. So just kind of claim that for yourself, gently, easily, just, oh yeah, it's natural. It's natural to you to know this self. Oh yes, you've had other identities of being a child, identity of being someone else's child, identity of being a powerless young person, identity of being a trapped or burdened adult. You've had various identities through your life, strung together on a string of consistency. Something of essence of you, stringing all that together, combined with and intertwined with a whole bunch of baggage known as personal history. Let yourself feel the weight of this personal history upon you. This personal history can include other lifetimes, as well as this one, because it encompasses a greater sense of your self-identity as a spiritual being. Or it may not. So let the weight of that history, as interpreted by your critical assessor, let that history go now. Just see a thread connected into you, a thread reaching to one side of you, your past, woven towards your future on the other side of you. This thread, you in, attached somewhere in the middle of this thread, or this small rope, this twine, this consistency, weighted with and intertwined with a thread of history, which weighs it down. Heavy history, a huge cable, or thick rope around the twine. Feel the heaviness of the history, how it limits you, how it weighs you, how it burdens you, how it makes assumptions that what was in your past is also in your future, and so how it keeps you bound. Now let it go. Mentally, just cut it. On one side of you, the past, cut it on the other side, the future, and just watch it unravel away from you, unraveling, 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 twirling almost in a sense around the string, the thread, falling off now, falling away, the heaviness. Falling off your past, falling off your future, the heaviness dropping away from you. And you take your power back from it now. It held a lot of your power, of your identity. It held a lot of the limitations that you maintained for yourself. And all it takes is a choice. You gave power to it. Unwittingly, you, in a sense, were in that position, powerless as a child. You had to give it away. It was part of the journey. Don't judge yourself for that. It had to be done. Part of your learning, part of your exploring. So just let it go now. And as you let it go, you just feel the power given to it returning into you. An energy coming back to you. It may come as little sparkles. It may come as just a kind of a mist of light. Or it just may be felt as an energy. As you mentally say, power, return to me. History, I gave you my power. The power to determine who I was and who I am and who I will be. Power, return to me. Power, return to me. And fill yourself with it. Infuse yourself with your own power. Owning this energy, the power now, as you, the adult, can choose, connect, can create from now. The power you had given to everyone else. The power you'd given to your critical assessor. And by giving this all away, by letting it go and taking the power back to you, you sense a form arrive. It's in human form. It may resemble someone you know. Your critical assessor has arrived. It disturbs them that you have released the history. How will you know who you are? And indeed, you're feeling a bit floaty. You're feeling a bit disoriented right at the moment. But you've taken your power back, so it doesn't matter. You know you can determine what you wish now. To be your future. To be that who you are. Face this critical assessor. Standing behind the critical assessor. Coming up from the side, standing further away from you than the critical assessor. May stand others, may stand the martyr, the fantasy, the toxic emotions, the slave driver, the toxic ego, other parts of your darkness may be there. You feel a chill. You feel a little queasy, uncomfortable. You feel squirmy. These parts of you have held you imprisoned for your whole life to one level or another. And even if the imprisonment right now is the least it's ever been in your entire life due to your own working and clearing and healing, it still is a bit spooky. It still is a little scary for so much darkness to be lined up seemingly against you. And you look at the stern face of this one, your critical assessor, and you realize that the power you've given this one to determine your life consistently in a limited way has kept you blind to the greatness of you, has kept you limited in your functions, in your capacity of exercising your rights of choice, of exploring and adventuring in your life. They look judging of you. You can feel the judgment just dripping out of their eyes. Perhaps they have a frown on the forehead. They stand there. How dare you? How dare you remove your identity? Your history is your identity. Your future is your history, your identity. How dare you do that? Take your power back now from the critical assessor. See that you gave this one your power. See that this one has been nobly and very well, this aspect of you, fulfilling the job that you gave it. This internalized parent expanded to be the internalized authority of your life. See how it was useful. See how it brought you benefit of learning, painful as it was. So rather than judging it, rather than despising it, rather than diminishing it, thank it now. Thank the one that stands before you. Thank you. Thank you for such a good job. You really did your job well with the power I gave you. The power that you have had to work your toxic filters, interpretations, your dark magic. You've done a fabulous job. But I am now an adult. I now claim the part of me that is luminous. I claim the luminous human, the spiritual one that I am. And power that I gave you, I now take back. Power, return to me. Power, return to me. Feel it come right into you. Feel it come into your solar plexus. Feel it come into your throat. Feel it enter your whole energy system. And see this one that stands before you become limp, become drained, to look tired. The hostile flash of the eyes, calm, becoming blank. This one has gotten old. It's time to retire. This one. This you. You've thought was you. that you enlisted as you, to keep you in line. So tell this one now, your job has been done well, and your job is now over, and you're fired. It's time for you to retire. And you've done such a good job. You're going to have a beautiful retirement and a beautiful place. And you look at all the emissaries of your darkness standing behind. They all look a bit worried. What about their jobs? Send your love now. Your love and your forgiveness to your critical assessor and to all those that are there in the darkness, to love them. Love that martyr. It was doing its job. Love the slave driver. Doing its job. They all were fulfilling the functions that were required of them. The toxic emotions. Love them. Let all the darkness be loved. Even the dark intentions. Love them. Feel your love permeate every bit of the darkness. And take that darkness gently, easily, into you. You are empowered now, and that darkness is just part of you. Just let it come in. Now, you have, by loving these parts of your darkness, taken away their hurtfulness, their damage ability. When you love something, it becomes yours. And it heals. So bring the darkness in to you to heal. You, the luminous human, to heal your darkness. There will always be a part of you that is dark. But as all the energies of these come into you, you realize that in this darkness, are awarenesses on a very deep level. Gifts that have been part of your realm of talents and gifts and strengths forever, but were inaccessible because of the judgment, because of the separation. A depth of feeling, knowing, intuiting. A lot of your psychic powers, part of the darkness. This is the positive side of your darkness. And you didn't think darkness had a positive side, but here it is. And let it come in now. Loved, it becomes magic. The martyr becomes a magician. The toxic emotions become nurturing and loving. The slave driver shifts into positive motivation, positive for you, natural motivation, natural energy. The critical assessor dissolves into the one who is aware. They all have their positive sides in the darkness. in the depths of you. Let yourself bring the rest of it in now, filling you up, balancing you, and you feel whole, full, in a positive way. You, standing there, being there, receiving this, you, love. As you've loved them, now love you. Love the you, the identity, the essence of you. Love the true you revealed. Love that part of you that is continuous in your spiritual journey. There may still be qualities of child there, because the self-image had not quite grown up in certain ways. Or it might just be a younger, adult version of you. Love this one. Accept this one. Forgive this one. Forgive yourself, because you love you. Now go to this one. Go to this essential identity. Put your arms around them. And as you embrace, step through and into them and turn around. Be the one who is assessed. Being held by the loving assessor. The accepting, unconditionally accepting assessor. And you, the essential identity you, the one who's been judged all your life, been treated to all sorts of pressures, demands, to grow, to change. You are being loved. You are being forgiven. You are free of your past and of the past and the future. You are who you are. You're free to be. It's safe to be you. You're feeling the love and the forgiveness. And your essential nature is also to love, so you also love the loving assessor in appreciation and gratitude. You loving you. You forgiving the assessor. Forgiving the critical assessor. You also forgiving the darkness and all its inhabitants you thought were part of yourself. You forgiving all the patterns. You forgiving and releasing your prisons. You feeling free, light, newborn in a sense, fresh, ready to begin again. And you and the loving assessor merge into you, the true you, the greater you. empowered, free. Free now to live your life, to dream your life according to your temperament. Free to motivate yourself by your true motivations in alignment with who you truly are. Loving yourself. Loving others. Free to love others. Safe to love others. Now, in your power, commit yourself to stop the judgment, to end judgment right now, from this time henceforth. No judgment. Acceptance. Utilizing the mirrored realities that come to me, this greater, more whole me, in a positive fashion for learning more of who I am as a light being. Loving elegantly, processing elegantly my feedback. I'm free. I'm empowered. I can feel and feel safe in my feelings. Because within me, I have admitted and integrated my darkness, all the emotions. I accept every one of them as beneficial for me to know more of who I am. And now I look at my past, and I see my past reflecting who I have come to be. I create a line of interpretive reality, moving from the present back into the past to create a history that's consistent and congruent with who I am right now. And as you say that, you see another thread of light attach itself to you, where that thread of identity attaches to you, and it begins to weave and twirl around it, moving into your past. Both of them now brighter than ever before. And you say, a future that I create and that I dream will be one in which I honor and acknowledge and celebrate my divine self and the divine love, the great love, every day of my life, according to that which is true and natural to me. And the way I think and feel and process and respond to my environment and interact with it. I am empowered. I am loving. I am clear as to who I am and how to respond from the greatest light I can. And the feeling I will have in this future will be one of heightened self-love, heightened esteem for me, value for me, claiming of my worth, knowing who I am, knowing, following my knowing, my intrinsic knowing, listening to my awareness, responding to the mirrored images, confident, that I am creating a safe reality because I have the power to do so. And I love myself so much, I will not give myself a painful reality anymore. My choice. Hear my choice. All parts of me. And as you say that, a beautiful, brilliant light thread attaches to your string of identity on the future side of you and begins to twirl around and twine with it towards your future. And you look in that direction and you watch it going all the way out there, and you can see lights flashing in the future. A big dream in the future. Light, love, celebration. And you feel a resonance, a vibration on the string from the future vibrating to you, vibrating into your past, vibrating to birth, and vibrating to before birth when you knew who you were and planned this life. Connected you are on this vibration. This vibration that is you, unique to you. Your identity, unique to you. Feel yourself in the center of it. Claim this. This is natural to you. New, but natural. And as you stand there, you see someone else approaching, a being of light, of great light, brighter than you, much brighter, coming your way, sending little sparkly beams of love to you, little bubbles of cheerful cherub love. And as this light being gets closer, you recognize it is you, the higher you, a higher self of you, one who knows your nature. And this higher self approaches to you. Walks up to you. The light is so bright. The light is so intense. You can feel it as a tingling, as a vibration within you. Such intense, such brilliant light, so much love. You're not used to it, but by golly, it feels fantastic. And let this one walk gently, lovingly up to you and into you. Let yourself feel the peace. Let go of any troubles, any turbulence that may be left. Let yourself be healed. Whatever is left to heal, let it heal. Let it heal. Feel the light. Be the light. And as you just feel it, being in it, you somehow become aware that even though it's very bright, there's a sky above you filled with stars. Beautiful, brilliant sparkles of light. And some of these sparkles of light begin to move, and they come together into one bright light, brighter than all the others. And this light above your head becomes brighter and brighter and huge and bright. And we send down a beam of light to you. We, the group who merges one, a beam of light sent down to you becomes a column of light by the time it reaches you. We surround you. We come in light that shimmers. There's a certain purple to violet color. And yet, there are sparkles of every color amongst us. And we surround you. You, the greater you, filled with the light of your higher self you. We surround you. We love you. And we invite you to look at yourself in the mirror. We give you a mirror. Look. And you somehow notice in front of you a mirror, a giant, beautiful mirror, and you see this incredible light being there, surrounded with a certain purplish-violet shimmering haze. But this incredible light being, and you're filled with awe at the majesty of yourself. You feel all the boundaries that you have lived within throughout your life expand. You feel them expand above you and below you, to the sides of you and before and behind you. You feel yourself filled with the energy of freedom, light, free. And we hold this resonance with you. And we also invite you to give us that dream for the future that you touched upon. And let us go broadcast it with you, intensify it with you into your world. And as you see yourself in the mirror, you see growing in your third eye, in your forehead, a brilliant vision, like a glorious golden bubble. It grows bigger and bigger, like you're blowing a bubble. And then it lifts from you, this beautiful, big, golden, shimmering bubble, surrounded in a haze of shimmering violet and purple light, with lots of sparkles of every color. And it lifts gently above your head, and it hovers there as you look into this golden bubble and see the scene, see the scenario of this glorious future you crave, you desire, you've asked for, you've requested, you've dreamed. And now you see it there, fully formed, energized, empowered, you responsible and empowered for your creations. You've created something magnificent for your future. And let us take it, and like a gentle bubble, like a balloon, a helium balloon, it lifts, growing ever brighter. The mist of shimmering violet and purple around it growing ever larger. And it goes up into the stars. And there you see streaks of light streaking out across the universe, purple streaks of light. And inside every purple streak of light, going in every direction from that place above you, from that golden bubble, and from that star, you see a little beam of white and golden light. Together, together you and us, together we will broadcast your energy, your vision across your reality. And know it has been done. And who are you? Who are you now? Amazing. Magnificent. Loving. That's who you are. An incredible being of light. Feel this energy of light. Feel this fullness, this wholeness, this peace. Hold it lovingly to you. This is your seed. This is your future planted in your now that will guide you unerringly to a new life, a greater one. Take this energy. Feel this vibration. Even if you don't perceive yourself as feeling all these vibrations, you are feeling it, dear one. Trust that you can do this, and you will. And bring this vibration back with you into your mundane life, into your present, into your body's awareness, and the awareness of the room at the present time, to bring it back, to bring it back. To bring it up, to lift it to the level of conscious daily awareness. Integrating this being that you are, healed and free, into your life in every way. We're going to count from 1 to 5, and at the count of 5, you will return with this energy, with this love, with this light, in your memory, in your connection, in your present, ready for all sorts of glorious possibilities, for magic, magical unfoldment. 1, 2, 3. Integrating. 4, 5. Let yourself gently open your eyes, very, very gently. Let yourself become aware of the room, aware of your body. There we go. Welcome back. Of course, you didn't go anywhere, but you've been here all along. This light being that you are has been here all along. And now it's shining through your eyes. Just stretch a little bit. Maybe breathe a little bit. Stretch. Maybe shake your hands out a little bit. Pat your knees or something. Just feel something. Get back in your body's grounded. Some of you need a little bit more grounding. All right, now, what we would suggest is to go to a mirror and look at yourself in the mirror. Look at your eyes, see the luminosity streaming out of your eyes, and recognize that your new self-image, the expanded self-image, the way you wish others to see you, and the ways that you imagine yourself, and the way that you portray your identity, shines light through your eyes. And that everyone who comes into your life will pick up on the light, maybe not consciously, but subconsciously, will pick up on the love. Maybe won't understand why in your presence they don't feel so hostile or scared anymore. Own your new self-image. Own your identity as a light being, having a physical body experience. Play with it. Enjoy it. Integrate it into your life. If you forget, you can always go through this meditation again. It can be just as powerful a second or even third time. And if you call in or call back from retirement any of your darkness friends, just say, oops, I made a mistake. Go on back into retirement. Laugh. It's funny. Don't take it so seriously anymore. Don't feel it to be a threat. It's not a challenge. You don't have to fight it. You don't have to grapple it and roll around on the ground beating with fisticuffs, right? Just send it back to retirement. Love it. You know, the best way to neutralize an enemy is to love them. You know, enemies just don't know what to do with that. It makes them go blotto. There's nothing to fight against. He won't have any more enemies. How does that feel? All right, dear ones. It's been a total pleasure for us to work with you. Let yourself own more and more of who you are in the days, weeks, and years ahead. There is no place to go but up. You will not let yourself fall backwards once you own yourself. Once you know who you are, once you claim it and identify with it. Once you can expand your self-image at choice, anytime, you cannot fall back. If you feel that you've fallen off track, we've talked about 7 aspects. Just use that as a checklist for yourself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. And you'll find yourself back on track. Back in the saddle again. You're never going to get there, quote unquote, there. So that you could just sit down and enjoy being in heaven. There's no ultimate reward, just as there's no punishment. Regardless of what your fundamentalist parents may have told you. No punishment, no reward. It's just you. Loving you. In the past, it was you criticizing you. Are you suffering in shame and silence? But that's gone. The past is gone now. You also may find yourself rewriting your past. What a wonderful adventure that is. Yeah, some circumstances may look oddly familiar, but you'll look at them differently, interpret them differently. They'll have a different meaning for you, more freeing, more empowering. Don't let anything imprison you. Don't let judgment stick to you anymore. Just let them, flick them off. What does they say? Water off a duck's back. Just let it all roll off. No significance any longer as to who you are. You're free. Give yourself this freedom every day. You deserve it. And we look forward to whenever we can work with you again, whether on CD or in workshop. And as always, we surround you, dear one, with our love and light. Farewell.